give God a hand clap of praise. Every praise. Hallelujah. To my God. We can do better than that. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Every praise to my God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise team. What a beautiful reminder of what we need to do. He woke us up this morning. Man didn't, God did. So we should give every praise to our God. Amen. And also, I want to say thank you, Deaconess Green. I don't think I have to say a word. Where is she? Boy, you know how to read those scriptures. Look at you on fire. I like that. And thank you, Deacon Stokes, for that prayer. And today, we're going to talk about something that is dear to me. And we've heard these scriptures, but today we're going to dissect them. And what that means is really get into the meat of the lost sheep. Amen. Hallelujah. I titled this message, I'm going to read it, but I want you to know, I titled this, I was toying with the title, but the Holy Spirit and one of my mentors, we talked about it, and I titled this, The Love Test. The Love Test. You know, love is an action, and God is all about action. Amen? Amen. So let me pray, then we're going to get into the scripture, and we're going to really have a time today because I hear the Holy Spirit saying that we need to show love more often. And we don't need to look at somebody just because they're a different skin color. They're going through things over in Ukraine. And if that's my God, isn't my God the same God here as well as over there? Hallelujah. So we need to stop looking at skin color, races, generations, and look at God. Didn't you just say, my God? So if it's my God, it's your God, it's our God. We need to get in the mood of praying for everyone. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, as I decrease and you increase, Father God, the world is going through a lot right now, Father God, but we need more of you and less of us. Father God, if we come together as a generation, if we come together and we pray, you said when praises go up, blessings come down. Father God, Putin has nothing on you. Father God, if we come together and we just join hands and do what we're supposed to do as Christians, a lot of this will go away. Father God, allow me to decrease, close my mouth and open yours. Father God, I want to see peace in the earth. I want to see peace in families. Oh my God, you said you came to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. But obedience is better than sacrifice. Father God, allow us to get in connection with who you are so we can be that conduit that you want us to be. And Father God, allow us to love one another like you love the church, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for this opportunity. I thank you for the family of New Beginnings. Thank you for the love that they support, that they show, and the support that they have. Father God, allow us to get deeper into your word. Allow us to be the root, hallelujah, that come up for this young generation. In the name of Jesus, amen. 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 So I'm coming from you in two scriptures. I'm actually two chapters. First, let's talk about Matthew. We all know Matthew, who he was. He was a Levite. He was a tax collector. And this was written in 60 to 65 AD. And why this is important, because when we talk about Matthew, we're also going to talk about Luke. And we know Luke was a doctor. Amen? Amen. So keep that in mind. And also note that when God does parables, it's for a reason. And we're coming out of the parables, but it's something that we need to learn and we need to take with us on a regular basis. You know how we take our phone with us everywhere we go? And some of us will be late to work for our phones. But when it comes to that Bible, you know what I was thinking? Hey, Phyllis, where are you? God bless you. She's a good woman. She does a lot of work for you guys. I appreciate her. But if you notice, hallelujah, amen, she's on point on what she does. Amen. But as I was thinking and I was saying this, and this is not to be funny, but do you know there's more Bibles in hotels than it is in churches? Think about it. You go back in the day and you think, there's Bibles in hotels. Then when I did some chaplain work, I noticed something that was very interesting as well. When the kids or whomever come out of jail, there's a whole pew of Bibles. You know what they had the audacity to say? I'm out. I don't need them anymore. My God. Look at what the world is coming to. We as a Christian generation, we got to stand firm on the word of God. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to read this. And I know I said I was coming out of the New King James Version, but I like the study Bible, the way it breaks it down. Amen. So I'm coming to you guys out of Matthew first. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew chapter 18, verses 10 through 14. Jesus warns against looking down on others. Beware that you don't look down on any of these little ones, for I tell you, in heaven, their angels are always in the presence of my heavenly Father. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others on the hills and go out to search for the one that is lost? And if he finds it, I tell you the truth, he will rejoice over it more over than the 99 that didn't wander away. In the same way, it is not my heavenly Father's will that even one of these little ones should perish. Amen. Amen. While you're standing, let's go over to Luke. Luke 15, hallelujah, chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. Tax collectors and other notorious sinners often came to listen to Jesus teach. This made the Pharisees and teachers of religious law complain that he was associating with such sinful people, even eating with them. Jesus told them this story. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them get lost, what will he do? Will he leave the 99 in the wilderness and go search for the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he finds it, he will rejoice, carry it home on his shoulders. When he arrives, he will call together his friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep." In the same way, there is more joy in heaven over one lost sinner who repents and returns to God than the 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away. Amen. May God give a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. The love test. Jesus tells this parable of the sheep, shows the kingdom of God is accessible to all. So what does that mean, Servant Matt? He uses this examples of a shepherd who has 100 sheep and one goes astray. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Jesus stresses that when the shepherd finds the lost sheep, he rejoices over the 99. He rejoices over the one that got away. What I'm looking at in this parable, hallelujah, is what God is saying here is, you got 99 that's already in a certain area. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. And then there's one that got astray. Church, what God is saying here in this parable, we can be busy on this side of the room. Need to understand that God cares for everyone the same way. He said 99 was fine, but the one, he didn't. Oh my God, I'm getting ready to hit somebody. It's just like with our kids. How stupid were you to walk across the street? God didn't allow his spirit to get negative with that sheep. He went and rejoiced with that sheep. See,
people, we got to understand that this is God's house. If it's God's house, we got to talk about God. We got to take on the characteristics of God, meaning that we need to love one another. When was the last time you got on that church call list and called somebody and said, where are you at? Hallelujah. A lost sheep to God is someone who, ah, my God. We need encouragement. We need love in this church. And this is what it's all about. Getting back to the basics. As God said, the 99 was fine. Have you ever been in a group and you ever been in some place where we all hanging out and there's somebody by themselves? This is the point that God is saying. We are in church, so we're going to talk about church things. We're in church and we're going to talk about, Bobby, how we talk about everything else but God. We get involved with everything else but God. God said the lost sheep. That means your brother, your sister. Some of us got some relatives that are lost right now, but you don't want to deal with them because you don't want the drama. But yet God deals with drama with you every day. My, my. God is letting us know here. He says here, hallelujah, for the Son of Man has come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the Son of Man. Mm-mm-mm. Does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains to seek the one that is strayed? The story demonstrates the value that God puts on individuals. Jesus exhorts us to reflect the same care. What are we doing when it comes to loving one another? You know, this is what God is talking about. As we as the sheep strays, and the sheep is one of the worst interesting animals there are. They don't have no direction. They have no focus. They have no purpose. You know what? When it comes to humans, we're the worst mammals when it comes to discipline. And then you wonder why we're compared to sheep. Without a shepherd, we lost. Because we want to do everything. Why do we have so many different religions? Because we want our way. And when we don't get our way, what do? God help me. Jesus, I'm lost. I'm sorry. But we like those criminals. Forgive me saying that. But the ones that go in and then when they get out, they don't need Jesus. We all need Jesus. We all need some shepherd because God talks about it as well. And I'm going to get to the book of Ezekiel in 34 because he says, if the shepherd don't what? Take care of my sheep, I'm going to remove the shepherd. Hallelujah. God has a purpose here. I'm not here to just preach to you. I'm here to let you know what my Father stands for. He in this word says that the shepherd looks out for the sheep. How often do we come to church and some of us don't even greet no one? I'm not trying to be here to be cute or whatever, but we got a newness that needs to be in the churches nowadays. We need to get back to the basics. We need to love one another. We need to show love in our body language. We need to show love through our mouth. Why are we worried about what happened at home when we're in God's house? Why are we not looking around to see who's there? If you look and you seek, you will see what they need. The church is a hospital, but it's not given the medicine that the people need. That's why the sheep is straying. God wants us to notice who comes into the house of healing. You don't need to check and see if they got any HMO or PPO. You just need to receive them. This is what God is saying. Too many of us are straying because we're not showing the love of God. 99 are fine, but that one. We talk about Ukraine. We talk about Russia. When was the last time we were on our knees praying? When was the last time we got together and say, let's have intercessor prayer? The world is really turning upside down. Not God bless my four no more. Y'all, we got to get back to the basics when it comes to love. If love is an action, what are we doing to be in action? What are we doing to love one another? Y'all see the same people every week and within this church. When was the last time you went to someone and said, can I pray for you? Can I talk to you? There was a situation where a guy was going through a major divorce. He went to church. And they knew about it. But they, you know how we do it. I want to stay out of their business, none of my business. But if you're a Christian, it is your business. And I'm not saying get in his business. I'm saying pray for the brother. So he said, I felt bad for like 8 weeks. I was going through hell. Then this guy sat next to me and said, brother, how are you doing? I'm praying for you. Do you know that gave him inspiration? Do you know that gave him love? We might be the only Jesus they see, but what demonstration are we giving them? Family, this is God's house. We got to represent God in the way of letting the sheep know that we're there for them no matter what. Did he do this, B? When he came back, did he say, boy, what are you doing? Why couldn't you stay with the group? Why did you do what you wanted to do? You know what? You getting on my last. Did God say that? I'm going to tell you what God did. God put him on the shoulder. He put him on his shoulder and he wanted to celebrate. He didn't condemn him. He didn't take him back to the 99. He put him on his shoulders. And you know what he did? When he did that, the sheep and God's hearts synced as one and they walked together as one. They walked together as one, meaning that, Father, you found me. When God finds you, then, hey, here's the thing. You're not lost anymore. Hallelujah. When it comes to God and what God wants us to do and understand, if we just go and put forth an effort, God will do the rest. We have to understand in this situation, hallelujah, I hate to say this, we act like the Pharisees and the scribes. You know how they thought, oh, I'm too clean. I don't even want to deal with the unclean. And you know what, God, what are you tripping on? God, that guy, he drinks. That guy smokes. He's a homemonger. God, why are you with those such filthy people? But see, this is the problem. We need to meet those people where they are. I don't care what you say. If he's smoking, you still witness to him. If he's drinking, you still talk to him. Why he has to get to where you think you are for you to witness to him? God wants us, hallelujah, Holy Spirit, to talk to people. How do you think they're going to come in if you two? But if God don't treat us the way our sin deserves, if I look into your closet with God's eyes, oh, my God. But this is the problem. We look at somebody drinking and smoking. That's why I don't judge anybody. This man could have been smoking 10 packs a week. Now he's down to one. That's a process. You see what I'm saying? Because I do remember, if you know anything about Jesus, and when he was on the cross, the thief said, remember me in paradise. What did God say? No, you stole that caddy. You stole that 6-4. You ain't getting in here. What did God say? What did God say? Oh, my God. So that means he knew what he did, and he confessed. Why are you better than me? Why am I better than you? Some of the things we see Deacon Johnson and others, we hate because it's in us. What God told the Pharisees, I came, hallelujah, I came for the sick. The righteous don't need no doctor. That's why if you look at it, who was Luke? What was Luke? He was a physician, and he was very eloquent in what he did. He knew what was going on. See, God cleansed the heart. We need some heart cleansings in here. Whoo, we need some revival. We need some stuff where when you walk around, you don't have to tell nobody you Jesus. They can see Jesus. They can understand who Jesus is through your talk and through your walk instead of condemning. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I love Jesus. I don't know who you love, but I love Jesus. Hallelujah. And this is what I want to say is we need to get to know them before we condemn them. Hallelujah. How often do you look at somebody and you condemn them? For example, some of these guys that's sagging their pants and these girls wearing these clothes, they don't know no better. Their environments supported what they were doing. But if you take them to the side and invite them, say, may I talk to you? Can I show you a little love of Jesus? And if God is in it, your spirit will let them. Oh, my God, my brother, if God is in it, your whole spirit changes and they receive you. They receive you because God works. He works in ways that, like, what did he say? I'll make your enemy your footstool. Some people are going through hell because they choose not to serve God wholeheartedly. I'm not here to talk to you about no March Madness. I'm here to talk to you about there's some lost sheep that God wants us. If it's a love test, how is your test? How are you doing in school? How are you doing in school? What are you doing as a Christian to get God to be elevated in your life? A lot of us wouldn't get degrees in Jesus. A lot of us would be, you have to repeat the class. You have to come back. Oh, no, you got to go to Sunday school. Do they call it Sunday school now? While you were in school, you were playing around. While you were in church, your phone came and they told you, oops, your package is here from Amazon. So you start thinking about your package, but there's a lost sheep. Oh, B, your song just arrived. You see how the enemy works? Oh, by the way, your daughter just landed. Now, her plane was delayed. Like, well, I'm in church. Ha! All of a sudden, the devil get into your mind. Deacon Lawson, we're in church to put on God, to ask God, God, I have this problem with anger. God, I have this problem with judging people. Father, you said I have not because I ask not. God, I want to find your lost sheep. I want them. My son is lost. My daughter is lost. God, what can I do to win? You say winning the loss at any cost. I like that. I just saw that. Hallelujah. Well, what are you doing to win the loss? At what cost? $2? $2, it ain't going to affect you. What are we doing to win the loss? We got to get out and show love. Love is a spirit. Whenever I speak with Phyllis, she has that mindset of, I serve God. I don't know if she does it just for me. Let me hear everybody. She just do, hallelujah. I'm El Polo Loco, I know. But the point is, we need to put on God with love. There's a lot of lost sheep around you guys. What are you doing to see what they're doing? We're distracted with the 99, our phones, our jobs, are everything else that we are involved with. God wants this church, the body of the church. He said, we many members, but one body. When you get that little hollering, because I've been getting these pains, these Charlie horses be coming from everywhere. I don't get rid of the leg. I work with him. I work with him because that's the only one I got. But sometimes, and then, you know, I try to play basketball. No disrespect. And I get out there and I don't even stretch. And then next thing you know, I got a Charlie Hood limp. But I guarantee you, next time I go, I'm going to do it. God is trying to get our attention. We can laugh and we can joke. Church, this is God's house. We need to get rid of all that other chaos and that chatter because God wants us to get in the Lamb book of life. If we're going to win at any cost, we got to do things at any cost. How are we trying to save somebody by saying, I'll just let Deacon Johnson pray for him? What God is telling us, saints, Jesus has an extraordinary love that we need. Notice I said an extraordinary love. Here's the problem is that are we practicing that? It's an individual love. It's a patient love. It's a seeking love. It's a rejoicing love. It's a protecting love. when was the last time we did that? You know what? When we show love is when we get paid and we happy. That's when we happy and smiling. Christians, God paid for it all anyway. Why do we need to worry about the world? We need to stop and think, how do I separate? God said we can be in the world, but not of the world. We're blending in the world, and then we wonder why we're going through all of this. God wants us as Christians to get on our knees and pray and seek God's face. What are we doing to look for the lost? I'm asking because God said, correct me if I'm wrong, we're blessed with the internet, but we're cursed with it as well. But when I say we're blessed, God said, I will not come back till everybody had an opportunity to know who I am. And do you see how the internet, and when COVID hit, we got more on the internet. We relied on the internet. But God is not going to come down together. I mean, he's not going to come down directly. He's going to use you. He's going to use you. He's going to use you. And you, are you ready to be used by God? Or do you need to go back to school? Or do you need to pick up that Bible and read? Because God said, if you study my word, I'll regurgitate it. If this person, and if you know anything about the Holy Spirit, if you shut your mouth, then the Holy Spirit will reveal whatever you're going through. God said, I'm getting ready to change that around. I know it's been painful, but with God, I'll change it. And that person will start crying. If you know about the Holy Spirit, and a lot of us need to get more involved in the Holy Spirit because God got some blessings with your name on it, but you're not in tune to hear the music. God wants to use us. God wants to make us his child. Just like when he carried the lost sheep, he was crying and he went to rejoice. He didn't sit there and complain. He rejoiced that God wants one. So he can rejoice in heaven over his daughter or his son coming back to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when it comes to God, deacons, hallelujah. Go after the lost one, which is lost until he finds it. The lost sheep will never save himself or find the shepherd. It's the shepherd that did not take the action. The sheep was doomed if the shepherd did not do it. God went after the sheep. God comes to find us. Are we willing to be found? Are we willing to be found? Think about this. In closing, am I doing enough? If love is an action, am I doing enough? Am I representing God in the way that he represents me? Am I being a nice gentleman to you, sir? Do I get agitated with you? Do I get upset with you because you don't look like me? You don't talk like me? We as Christians, you know, hallelujah. Some churches are like fraternities and sororities. Depending on what you do, we're going to associate with you. We need to be a free church. We need to accept people, the lost, winning them at any cost. When you come in here, you're part of me. I don't care what you're going through. You might not have anything, but when you leave, you're going to have everything. Because God is here. God is, what did, hallelujah, Holy Spirit. And Deuteronomy, hallelujah. 18, I think it was, or 19, when God sent the 12 out, and when Joshua and Caleb came back, they said, they saw the Amalekites, and they were 7 foot tall or whatever, but Joshua and Caleb said, we can defeat them because God is with us. If God is with you, why are you tripping? If God is with you, why are you complaining? If God is with you, why aren't you confident? If God is with you, why do you worry? If God is with you, why do you call your friend every week about the same thing? My God, My God is bigger than your problems. All you got to do is serve him. The love test. If you want God to be in sync with you, allow him to carry you on his shoulder. Hallelujah. And then get some of God to give to someone else. We are so caught up into pleasing man that we forget the manufacturer. Hallelujah. Look at what man is doing to us. Look at what happened. And in closing, we all got a stimulus check. And look at us now. The gas prices, oh my God. Man would do whatever he can to take advantage of you. All God wants to do is love you. And it costs you nothing but obedience. Saints, there's a love test for us to take. Are you willing to take it and stop with all that chaos, which is the 99, and go after the one that is lost? Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. God is trying to get someone's attention. God is trying to get someone's attention. Is there one that's been going through a lot and they know that they can't do it without God? Is there one? Is there one that feels that they've been abandoned by their family and they just want prayer? Is there one? Is there one that said, you know what? I'm not good enough. I could never please my mom or my dad. But Father God, I'm ready to turn my life over to you. I just want prayer. I want to be able to live in a life that is happy. Do you know what? We can walk around every day with anger and upset. We can be upset over the little things. But Father God said, my Father, your Father, if you want happiness, seek me. Seek my joy. Seek my love. Hallelujah. Is there one that doesn't have a church home and they live in a local area and they want to be part of a family like New Beginnings, where they teach the word and they ask God every day for strength to walk in the word? Is there one? God is a God of mercies. Is there one? Hallelujah. Is there one that's going through some chaos at work and just want God to intervene? Hallelujah. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that if you humble yourself and let me work it out, I will get rid of that problem. Hallelujah. God said, I'm going to show you who I am. All you got to do is just seek my wisdom and my direction. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. But we have to serve him. If love is an action, can we start showing it with our people? Amen. We did as the Lord has instructed, but there's always room. Don't be afraid to ask God for help. Don't be afraid to ask for prayer. Don't be afraid to tell God what's going on. If you have issues and you're mad at God, it's okay to say, God, I don't like the way things are going. Just deal with what he says. It's okay to say, God, I'm hurting. I'm lost, God. I'm lost. You see what he did for this sheep. He will come after you. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.